Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Javier Marin, Executive Chairman of El Planeta. Welcome back.
Good to be here again, Daryl.
How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. So, Governor Mara Healey has been working on building a diverse administration, but I understand that she hasn't appointed any Latinos to higher-level leadership positions just yet. You know, like her cabinet, for example. The lack of Latino representation in our governments has been something that we've talked about before. Talk to me about this moment right here, because I feel like here is an opportunity for some Latino representation in state leadership, you know?
Yes. I'll be very neutral right now because there is still time to see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I will read a tweet that Governor Mara did at the end of the year, last year. Help us shine a light on systemic barriers that exist in a state government. Then we're going to break them down. We, the community, have to give her time. And it's not just about appointing a Latino in the cabinet. That's important. I'm not saying that's not important. And I think there has been discussions about candidates. There is even an alliance of many Latino leaders. We supported in El Planeta. We put a link of people that wanted to work in the administration to send their resumes, and we received about 140 people that wanted to work for them for the new administration. But it's a matter of time and dedication and commitment to do this. So I'm not seeing, even if she appoints one or two Latinos in the cabinet, that will show a good sign, definitely, needed sign, but there is a lot more work to do. There is more than 100 people that wants to work in the new administration, and they need to hire a lot of diversity. They need to change completely what the previous administration had. When I say change, is they have to represent the faces of this state. And I know people would say, but there's only 12% of Latinos in the state of Massachusetts. Go by cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are cities where we have 60% Latinos. Mm-hmm. So you really have to think about how to restructure your cabinet, your staff.
We're talking about.
Yes. So I do like some appointments she has done, like Marconi Almeida, who's, I think, one of the few public officials now that speak three languages, Portuguese, Spanish, and English. Mm. Then you have Juan Gallego, who is the Deputy Chief of Staff of Lieutenant Governor. So those are key positions to look for new staff members and people that have to develop professionally. So I don't know if that answered your question. I'm hopeful for the commitment that they have been saying they have with diversity. But at the same time, they need to keep informing communities of color how they're going to convert that commitment into reality. Because it's not easy. And we have heard that before. I remember Charlie Baker, the governor, and he created this Latino council with, I think, 12 members. I think they met twice. It was in the news everywhere that he did that. That good friends of mine joined that council. Nothing happened. So it was just in the news. He did something. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's more to be done, Darryl.
Has the Healy administration reached out to El Planeta since the inauguration?
Yes, we did have a meeting with the Lieutenant Governor Driscoll and with her staff, with the governor's staff. And we met her on the inauguration. But we have been very quiet. I mean, we are going to have this administration more accountable than any other because there have been a lot of commitments and promises. And we're very hopeful.
Excellent. And also, speaking of positions and things, the Healy administration says they're creating a position in their press office that will focus on multicultural media. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's not new. You know, the city of Boston has that person. It's important if it works well. Because if it's only a position just to, you know, to keep us quiet. Or
like
to
you just mentioned with Charlie Baker, right?
Yeah,
like,
then it's going to backfire.
Yeah. Well, how should the person who takes this position approach the job ahead of them then?
I'll give you an example of a great meeting we had last week, a round table with ethnic media with the city of Boston. And we were there, some Vietnamese media, some African-American media, El Planeta was there, but also Axios. There were some other, like three or four mainstream media covering minority areas were there. I'll give you this example because it was a very good meeting where the chief of housing was there and explaining about the new immigration coming in into the city. That type of work is extremely important if the mayor is aware and gives importance to what was discussed there. So it cannot be just a private roundtable that is not going to have effects bottom up. We already published what happened in that meeting to our audience, but the top powerful sphere of the city also have to be aware of what was discussed in that table and take actions.
Right.
For example, language disparity of the new immigrants coming in is an extremely difficult problem.
Yeah.
Because it's not only immigration documents, it's not only housing, it's how to communicate with them.
Understood. So this is what the governor's multicultural media person should be thinking about, is how are we taking what happens in these meetings and making sure that the governor gets the message.
Right. And not being a token.
So important. Don't be a token, folks. That's very important. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from a very special guest.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Javier, as our day one listeners know, you were a guest on our first episode, and you broke some news telling us that you'd be stepping down as the CEO of El Planeta at the end of 2022, and you were going to move over and let your nephew take over at El Planeta. And today, I see you have someone with you.
Let me introduce you to Marcos.
Please.
My nephew, Marcos Marin.
Marcos, welcome.
Hello, Darryl. Thank you for having me.
How's it going, man?
Everything good.
Marcos, you got some big shoes to fill.
Yes, I am.
So I understand you're based in D.C. Tell me, what do you think of Boston? You know, I know you'll be spending some time here, right?
Of course.
Yeah, what do you think of this city?
First, I think the most important thing is that I love the city through my uncle. This city is the heart of the family. You know, my uncle is here, my aunt is here, my family is here.
So that connection is real here.
100%. And also, like from my point of view, from the outside, you see the city as it has to be like international with a global mindset. And I think it's true. And you feel that from the outside because of the universities, the biotech, the entrepreneurship that exists in Boston. But when you handle a media business, you feel that truly the community in Boston resonate with local news, local content. And it's truly like a
great news town.
Exactly. We provide news in several local cities, and we see that the audience resonate a lot with national news and some local news. But in Boston, definitely people like to consume local news.
Right. You know, you just touched on the fact that El Planeta is not just local to Boston. It is a national outlet. Tell me about your vision for El Planeta over these next few years.
Yeah, I think that it's great that we can discuss the vision here in Boston, even though that we have different media. Boston specifically is our sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great new digitally savvy young team here. So that team, with obviously the vision of my uncle and now me as a CEO, we start testing new editorial products here in Boston and then start testing business products here in Boston. For example, now we are entering in podcasting with Salud Podcast in partnership with Harvard Medical School. And also here we develop our first vertical newsletter that was Salud at the beginning, and also our strategy of audiovisual news reels. So definitely Boston, that is our heart, is also our sandbox where we're testing different things. And our vision is that we have to protect paper because paper is important for a demographic that needs to be protected. So it's a challenge to preserve the business from that side. But our vision is be fully digital in the future when that demographic don't need to be served through that specific media. So we're investing a lot of resources and innovating in the digital media production.
Understood. So what do you think are the most important issues to El Planeta's audience right now?
Yeah. So there's like two things. One thing is like cultural, is like enjoying the city.
They want to thrive.
They want to thrive the city. They want to feel part of the city. They want to enjoy it. This means that they want to know what is happening that resonate with their culture or make them feel integrated into the ecosystem of Boston. So that is one thing. We have to understand that our audience typically is first-generation immigrant. They need to feel part of something. Yeah. So that is one part of our editorial line. That is our cultural or events in that part. And then we have hard news. From the point of view of hard news, the most important subject that resonates right now is housing and what it comes to like day-to-day financial lives.
Yeah.
Cost of living. So that is the main issue. And the positive side of that is entrepreneurship. And for example, how you can build your credit, how can you save more money? So is that kind of financial life and how can they make more money? That is the thing that they truly resonate with.
What are you most excited about?
So one thing is being a bridge for the voices of Latinos into the Anglo power sphere. So I think that typically a media as us focus on giving information to our audience, but typically not give out voice from the audience to the people in power. So I think we are trying to do that, because if you just give information down, then it doesn't create a feedback loop that typically you have with English-speaking media, because it's natural. The audience and the position of power are the same audience, typically. But we, for our part, it's different. What we create doesn't get consumed by people in power. So we have to communicate specifically to them what is happening in Spanish.
That's something for me to think about, too, because, you know, I might write a story today and the governor might read it or some state official might read it and it'll get the ball rolling on something, you know, which often happens here, right? But because those people in power don't speak Spanish, it's going to take a little more effort to get them to move on some of the issues and things going on in the Latino community. Javier, thank you. Marcos, thank you. Welcome. Javier, you already know. Come through anytime.
Thank you, Darrell.
Thank you. That's Marcos Marin, CEO and Editor-in-Chief of El Planeta, and Javier Marin, Executive Chairman of El Planeta. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Please make sure to hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at WBURTheCommon, or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Darrell C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.